Welcome to Enki, Tales from the Past. I used to be Ie, Prince Heir of Anu. As I explored Ki, I encountered beings unlike any I had ever encountered before. It was an adventure filled with wonders and chaos, breathtaking landscapes, and profound spiritual practices and moments. We arrived to Earth not as conquerors, but as cosmic custodians, with missions of both urgency and enlightenment. Yet, as the sands of time unfurled, the symphony of our endeavors became ever more intricate. For such is the fate of those hailing from Nibiru. We shaped the moon, we explored other races' technologies, we explored the world you live in, and shaped you into the being you are today. You deserve to know the truth of your past, and how history has been subverted by those with malicious intentions. Humanity should be liberated. As you listen to this fictional podcast, remember that it is the vision of its author, Mario Portella. But who's to say that his vision isn't closer to the real truth than what you've been fed so far? And now you can find all details in the written novels and books published on Amazon Books. Just search for Enki, The Beginning. Remember to support this podcast if you want to secure the planned 8 seasons and 10 books. And now let us listen to Enki, Tales from the Past.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.
As I walk through the barren streets of what was once the glorious city of Eridu, a wave of nostalgia washes over me. The air is heavy with the weight of memories, each step echoing through the empty corridors and abandoned buildings. It feels like only yesterday when I stood on this very spot with my 25 trusted friends, our eyes filled with hope and determination as we laid the foundation for the first Anunnaki settlement on Ki. I remember the excitement in their voices as we discussed the endless possibilities that lay ahead of us. We were pioneers, explorers venturing into uncharted territory with a mission to create something extraordinary and save our homeworld. And create we did.
It was time to go back home.
Over the eons, Eridu grew from a humble outpost into a thriving Anunnaki metropolis. But now, as I gaze upon the stripped walls and bare floors, it's hard to reconcile the vibrant city of my memories with the hollow shell of stone that surrounds me. Every trace of Anunnaki presence has been meticulously removed, leaving behind a blank canvas for the humans to inherit. It's a bittersweet feeling, knowing that our time here has come to an end, but also understanding that it is necessary for the next chapter of Earth's history to unfold. I pause in front of the central plaza, where once stood a magnificent statue of myself, a symbol of our leadership and guidance. Now, only a vacant pedestal remains, a silent reminder of the changing tides. I can't help but feel a twinge of sadness as I recall the countless gatherings and celebrations that took place here, the laughter and camaraderie that filled the air. Dan Keshuta Eridu.
Shamash Willy Bolly Tukar.
As I continue my walk, I notice the intricate carvings and detailed architecture that once adorned the buildings have been carefully removed, leaving behind smooth, unadorned surfaces. It's as if the city has been stripped of its identity, its unique character erased to make way for a new era. The thought is both humbling and sobering, a reminder that even the greatest of civilizations are not immune to the passage of time. My gauntlet comm suddenly comes to life, interrupting my reflections. I raise my wrist and activate the holographic interface, the familiar blue glow illuminating my face. The message is clear. Everyone is aboard the carrier ship, ready to join the others at Ninki's floating city. A sense of relief washes over me, knowing that my people are safe and united. I take a deep breath and respond, my voice steady and resolute. Proceed as planned. I will meet you there after my final visit to Babylon. The words feel heavy on my tongue, the finality of the situation sinking in. This is it, the last leg of my journey before we leave Ki behind. Damke Shuta Ki, Damke Shuta Earth. As I make my way back to my ship, I can't help but feel a mix of emotions. But I know that this is not the end, merely a new beginning. The humans will take up the mantle, building upon the foundation we have laid and creating their own legacy. And as for us, the Anunnaki, we will continue our journey among the stars. As I settle into the pilot's seat of my ship, I take one last look at Eridu through the viewscreen. The city stands silent and empty, a testament to the impermanence of all things. But I know that its spirit will live on, carried forward by the countless lives it has touched and the memories it has created. With a heavy heart, I engage the thrusters and lift off, the city shrinking beneath me as I ascend into the sky. I set my course for Babylon. My thoughts drift to Marduk and the challenges he must be facing in Babylon. With a heavy heart, I activate the ship's console and establish a connection, eager to hear my son's voice. Marduk, my son, I begin, my tone filled with concern. How are the preparations in Babylon? Are you ready to leave this world behind? There's a momentary silence before Marduk's voice crackles through the speakers.
Father, I...
He hesitates, his words laden with uncertainty.
The preparations are nearly complete, but...
I sense the weight of his unspoken thoughts, the burden of leaving his own son, Nabu, behind. My heart aches for him, understanding the pain of separation all too well. I know it's not easy, Marduk, I offer, my voice softening. Leaving a part of yourself behind, especially your own child... It's a sacrifice no parent should have to make. Marduk's silence speaks volumes, the gravity of the situation hanging heavy in the air. Suddenly, a familiar voice takes over the call, catching me off guard.
Father.
Inanna's voice rings clear, her tone serious and respectful.
We need to talk, the three of us. This goodbye project, it needs reevaluation.
Her words strike a chord within me, and I find myself nodding in agreement, even though she cannot see me.
I understand, Inanna. I'm on my way. We'll discuss this matter in person.
As the call ends, I lean back in my seat, my mind racing with possibilities. Marduk's hesitation, Inanna's insistence on a reevaluation. It's clear that they have grown deeply attached to this world, to the lives they've built here. Marduk, with his human wife Sarpanitu and their son Nabu, the king of Babylon, he has a family, a story that extends beyond our Anunnaki roots. And Inanna, born on this very planet, her connection to Ki runs deeper than any of us could have imagined. As I steer my ship towards Babylon, I can't help but wonder what they have in mind, what alternative they seek to the grand exodus we've planned. The weight of her words hangs heavy on my heart, and I know that the conversation ahead will be a defining moment in our journey. It won't be an easy goodbye, not a real Damki Shuta.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.